So the Soccer World Cup is upon us. I wasn't even aware that there's going to be a Soccer World Cup this year. I literally found out, that's just like 3 weeks ago. Crazy. But it's also because I'm not really a football fanatic, so I don't track these things. But an event of that magnitude, I'm surprised I didn't know. I don't know if it's because we were distracted by this pandemic stuff. I don't know if we're distracted by Russia and Ukraine and every other thing that's frustrating us, especially in this country with load shedding and corrupt politicians. But the World Cup is upon us. It's going to be exciting to watch, of course. Everyone's going to be looking forward to seeing how the top teams do, of course. South Africa, as expected, did not qualify for the Soccer World Cup in Qatar. And, you know, I was having a conversation and I just found myself thinking, why are we in denial? Why are we in so much denial as people, as South Africans? The reality is that South African football has never been top in the world. Never. The best soccer team we had was the one that was coached by Clive Barker, that had Neil Tovey as the captain, or Phil Monasing, or Mark Fish, or Erin Tinkler were playing in that team. Great team. They went and they won the African Cup of Nations, and then from there they went and they had a decent showing at the Soccer World Cup in France. I remember when we were going there, everyone was going berserk. There was Benny's in the 18 area with TKZ. Benny McCarthy was there. We had Joe Mafela. We were all very excited. That was a good team. But that team didn't represent South African football as a whole. Our football as a nation is not world class. It's never really been. And the easiest way to see that is to ask yourself a simple question. How many South African soccer players get picked to play in the best teams internationally? Barcelona, Real Madrid, Manchester United, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City, etc. Not a lot. You've obviously had Steven Pienaar, you've had Benny McCarthy, you've had Lucas Radebe, who's done really, really well. Quinton Fortune. A few other guys, Abo Pesitao. But generally, our soccer players are not that great. Our soccer teams are not that great. You guys might love Orlando Pirates. You might love Kaizer Chiefs. You might love Mamelodi Sundowns. And they're great locally. And the derbies are tantalizing. But the reality is our football as a nation is not that great. I understand some of the expectations comes from the fact that our rugby world team, our rugby team, national team, the Springboks, have won two, I think it's two World Cups. Just trying to think if it's not three. 195. John Smith and them, I think, raised the cup. And then Usia Kolis. I think we've won three World Cups. And then obviously our Proteas are pretty world-class as well. Right there at the top. Of course, it just so happens that the rugby is white, the cricket is white, and the soccer is black. But those are quite exclusive sports. Soccer is incredibly inclusive. It's like athletics. Almost anyone can play it. But this nation hasn't shown that they are good enough. What's embarrassing for me, without even worrying about global football, is African football. Why is South Africa not at the top of African football? We have got the resources. We've got the nutrition. If you look at other African countries, the people there are poor. They don't even have good stadiums. We have that. So what is stopping us? One of the theories, of course, I've had is the fact that the cream of the crop of black boys, because soccer is a black sport in South Africa, they generally go to Model C and private schools. And at those schools, the sport of choice is normally rugby, if not cricket. That's where you get the Siya Kolisi's of this world. That's where you get the Lukanyo Arms, the Magazole Mapimpis. You can even get colored guys like Brian Habana, Ashwin Willemse, Chester Williams, Cheslin Kolbe. Imagine Cheslin Kolbe on a soccer field with that speed. So it could be that. Could be the fact that maybe not a lot of people in this country play soccer. Maybe if they did, you know, we'd see more of them. The Neil Tovey's, the Mark Fishers, the Eric Tinklers of this world. Maybe we'd see more of them doing something great. I don't know. Our soccer coaches are not the greatest in the world. They're not there at the top. Obviously, we've got Upitso Mosemane now, but he's an outlier. I do not understand why we are in denial of our football in this nation. We are not great. The only times we do qualify is when we're hosting. That includes even the African Cup of Nations, where we've had instances where we don't qualify. And the only reason we get to play is because we are the host nation. So, singena mopocho as a technicality. If South Africans want to improve their football, we need to fix the administration. There's a lot of corruption. I've heard that there's a lot of maladministration, similar to our politics. And again, sadly, it is black people that are running ISAFA. Of course, we've heard ISARU, corrupt as well. Yuriru, a lot of money being siphoned to go to Stellenbosch. And I think even to this day, he hasn't really been held to account. Hasn't. Life has gone on, still running SA Rugby. But they've obviously got performance. They've got trophies, etc. So people kind of turn a blind eye. We're always happy to keep quiet when we're winning. But our administration is bad. The quality of coaching is not great. And we need more young kids at school level to be like, I want to be an international soccer coach. I want to be an international soccer referee. And then we need some of these Model C private schools to embrace football. Football pays a lot of money. You look at Lionel Messi, you look at Cristiano Ronaldo, you look at some of the big African stars, Samuel Eto'o, Didier Drogba. These are people that have gotten paid a lot of money for football. Kylian Mbappe. Now, kids want to play, but they need the structures that allow for them to excel. And the corruption in the selections and need to stop. And things like Umuti need to stop in soccer. It's unnecessary. And it chases people away from the game and the violence, especially on the African continent. But that's just my thoughts. Qatar 2022 Soccer World Cup. A lot of us are going to be excited. 64 matches. And maybe if I get to see some of the games, I might speak about some of the ones. I remember at the last World Cup, Kylian Mbappe absolutely blazed the field. And all of us, I think, fell in love with him when they won the World Cup back then. Last thing I want to mention is Qatar, of which the leader of Qatar mentioned that the stadiums are going to be for soccer. The country is open for football and football fans, and the stadiums are not going to be spaces for activism. So he was speaking mostly about the LGBTQI plus community because they are a homophobic nation. Homosexuality there is a crime, as it is a crime in a whole lot of other African countries as well. Initially, when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, that's leadership. They are an Islamic nation. They have their core strict beliefs. And so it should be that if they don't believe in certain things, they should not bend for the world to accommodate those things. But I took a step back and I applied my mind and I realized, no, but this is actually bullshit. Because this is not a Qatar soccer tournament. This is the Soccer World Cup, which affects the entire world. And the entire world is generally inclusive. If Qatar, which is an Islamic nation, is willing to let FIFA and the Soccer World Cup do things like sell alcohol, there might even be prostitution. There might be other people from other belief systems that are going to be there promoting Christianity, Buddhism, whatever. And that's fine. If there's going to be people allowed to maybe speak about feminism and the empowerment of women, that's fine. But for some reason, there's a focus on the LGBTQI plus community. People are not going to Qatar to visit Qatar. They are going to Qatar for a World Cup. And Qatar agreed with FIFA and with the world that, look, we are happy to host and be inclusive. So why then would they have an issue with certain people and their beliefs? Why not say, sorry, Qatar is very strict. We unfortunately cannot host a global tournament because we discriminate against certain groups. Imagine if Qatar was a white supremacist nation and they said, look, we're happy to host the World Cup, but there will be no black people here. Or we don't want black people coming to speak about activism and the oppression of black people. That's wrong. So I really think Qatar needs to take a step back. I know it's probably a bit late now, but this whole thing of shutting down people that are coming there to state their voice is wrong. Soccer World Cups are normally used to speak out against racism, to speak out against the oppression and violence of women and children. They normally are used as spaces to speak out for world peace, especially in times when there are conflicts, whether it's America bombing Somalia or whether it's Ukraine and Russia having a conflict. They are normally used as spaces for that. So why can't people come and speak about their alternative sexuality or speak about genders, etc.? Yes, Qatar is an Islamic nation. Yes, outside of the soccer spaces, they can say, look, we adhere to certain laws and rules. But if you're going to be strict about homophobia, potentially xenophobia, potentially racism and other things, do not bid to host a global event. Say no thanks. We would like to, but unfortunately, we are very discriminatory against certain groups and we will shut those groups down if things happen there. So rather, we will not host. I think Qatar was wrong, and I think anyone who is supporting Qatar and saying things like that is wrong. You can have your views. You can be against certain sexuality, against certain races, against certain religious groups, etc. It's your prerogative. It's your right, as long as you're not harming those people. But once you decide to open yourself up to the world, a diverse world of inclusivity, it is wrong to then go there and then say, no, we will not allow certain things because it doesn't suit us. Just some of my thoughts for the day. Pin you all the black pen. Enjoy the Soccer World Cup. Cheers.